to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, yes. Happy Father's Day, everybody. And our guest today is Dr. Paris Kidd. Dr. Kidd's an internationally recognized expert on omega-3 fatty acids and phospholipids, and he has more than 26 years of experience in the nutrition field. He earned his Ph.D. at the University of California at Berkeley in cell and developmental biology. And Dr. Kidd is currently doing consultant and development work for one of our longtime sponsors, Doctors Best. Welcome again to the Wilner Window, Dr. Kidd.
Well, thanks again, Arnie. Let's hope we have a great day today on Father's Day, huh?
Oh, we're going to have a great day. This is going to be an exciting show, everybody. I could say that the topic is going to be omega-3 oils, but that would only be a part of the story. Because Dr. Kidd is going to provide you with a little bit of a different perspective on omega-3 oils and some conclusions that you might find surprising. But before we begin, I want to set the stage. You know, if you think you've heard all there is to hear about omega-3 oils, fish oils, EPA, DHA, think again. This area continues to be the center of a great deal of interest in medical, nutritional, biochemical fields, and it's the center of ongoing research. Those of you who attended our seminar in health fair a few weeks ago heard Dr. Richard Passwater's presentation. Here's a few of the points he made. According to a 2009 survey of the preventable causes of death in the USA, he concluded that 84,000 deaths per year are attributable to low dietary omega-3 fatty acid intake. People with more long-chain omega-3s have bigger, more functional brains. Omega-3 fatty acids can reduce your chance of dying of sudden death from any cause by threefold. It reduces cardiac deaths by 90% and reduces your chance of developing Alzheimer's disease by 50%. And if you want to hear Dr. Passwater's presentation, by the way, and the rest of the seminar, it's on our website, wilner.com. Just click the link under News and Events. You know, much more can be said about the benefits of omega-3 supplementation, and Dr. Kidd's going to do so in just a moment. And the other area that Dr. Kidd will comment on is the type of omega-3 supplementation. As you probably know, there are many types of omega-3 supplements on the shelves. There are full-spectrum fish oils. There are fish oil concentrates from different sources, from salmon to krill. There are highly concentrated extracts of EPA and DHA. And there are products that are high in EPA and others that are high in DHA. Dr. Kidd has strong opinions on which of these types of supplements is the best, and is going to share those observations with us. So, finally, Dr. Kidd, you're on. Where should we start?
Well, first, let me also say hi to Dr. Podell and to Sam Forbes.
Oh, Sam's not with us today, but
Paris, hello.
But Dr. Podell is indeed here.
Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, well, so you've given me quite a build-up there. I have to say that I find this omega-3 story fascinating, and I first started to follow it in the mid-80s as the very earliest reports came in that Eskimos who had high consumption of omega-3s seemed to have better health. And so in the decades that have passed since then, the whole field has matured, and things have got to the point now where pretty much pure preparations are available of DHA and EPA, and these are now being used in human trials and other human studies and animal studies, and we're beginning to get an appreciation of what each of these omega-3s can do and how they may differ in their biology and their effects on health. So some of the things I thought we could try to address today is just how important is DHA, the largest omega-3 fatty acid? How do people manage, especially in their brain function, when they have measurable deficiency of DHA? In other words, just how much can DHA deficiency affect the brain? What happens to children who don't get enough DHA while they're developing in the womb? Why does DHA have to be added into baby feeding formulas? How does it really work, and where in the body do we find it? What is the role of DHA in inflammation? How does it help with the heart and with blood vessel function? How does it differ from EPA and other omega-3 fatty acids? And how does someone check how well they're doing with their omega-3 status, including DHA and or EPA? So those are some of the questions that I've listed for myself to try to cover in this brief time we have today.
And it sounds like a rather ambitious undertaking, and it is. And for my part, I would like to start at the beginning. You mentioned the child developing in the womb. Why is DHA important there?
Well, first of all, DHA is really a vitamin. The body has great difficulty to make any amount of it. So we need to get DHA from our diet. The body isn't even very good at making it from EPA. So we then realize that there's no EPA or alpha-linolenic acid in the brain. The brain has only DHA. And from the time that the fetal brain is organizing itself, which is at about week 4 or 5 of gestation, that's about where my daughter is right now with her second child. From the time that the brain is organizing itself, it needs DHA. And DHA goes into the actual connections, the synapses or synapses between the nerve cells in the brain. It's also essential for the development of the fetal heart and for all the organs, really. So this is a crucial vitamin-like nutrient that comes in from the very, very beginning after conception, and then we need it all the way through life. And any point at which we have deficiency, we clearly have major potential for brain difficulties.
Okay, so the fetus itself gets DHA from the mother.
Right.
Okay, and if the mother's status is not adequate, then...
Okay, first category of risk is premature birth. Next category of risk is that that preemie then has a much higher chance of having memory and learning difficulties, difficulties with vision development, difficulties with behavior, so there's higher risk for attention deficit type problems. As that preemie goes later into life, there's also higher risk for the emergence of bipolar problems, manic depressive type mood swings, and for major depression. For the mother who's not supplementing appropriately with DHA, there's much higher risk of postpartum depression. And this postpartum depression also is linked with higher tendency to violence and all kinds of aberrations of behavior. Now, whether the child is, coming back to the child, whether the child is premature or is full term, if the child does not get enough DHA in that last trimester of pregnancy and then during breastfeeding or formula feeding, the child also is at risk for all of these conditions that I mentioned earlier, and for also more extreme difficulties with behavior, like higher tendency to violence. People, for example, who are committing violent domestic abuse are found to be deficient in DHA. And so there's a whole spectrum of brain difficulties for the child who doesn't get enough DHA, as well as for the mother who's been passing DHA, as much DHA across the placenta as she can, and perhaps by the time of birth is very, very low. And this is compounded by the fact that American women are not getting a lot of DHA. They're getting some of the lowest DHA in the world. Yeah. So American women are averaging only 90 milligrams a day of both EPA and DHA, and the recommendations are for at least 500 or so, probably more during pregnancy.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break now. When we come back, also, Dr. Kidd, I want you to comment about the importance of DHA for the vision of the fetus. Okay, you're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR New York, WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podale.
Our special guest, Dr. Paris Kidd, will be back after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract, along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesame, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrinin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course. We have a number of Jarrow products as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration that are on sale at one-half price. You can check our website, wilner.com, for the full details.
Now, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular discounts as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com. by phone at 1-800-633-1106 or in the stores. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist Liquid Herbal Supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng, along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my way.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Paris Kidd. We're all here. Dr. Kidd, before the break, I had that little teaser about the development of the vision.
Yes, Arnie, and you know, every time I see a little child wearing glasses, I wonder, have they had enough DHA along the way? Now, DHA is very, very important for the functioning of the cells in the retina that pick up light and discriminate the image coming in, the colors, and all of that. And the retina is sort of a hybrid between a sensing type of tissue and actual nervous tissue. And the retina is perhaps the most active of all the tissues in the body. It has to respond incredibly fast to light and to the movement of the image. And for that purpose, it has perhaps the most fluid cell membranes anywhere in the body. And we've talked about cell membranes many times before. I don't have a lot of time to describe them, but basically they're the matrices of our cells in which the proteins work. So the enzymes, the other types of catalytic proteins work in the membranes. And the more DHA there is in the membranes, the more fluid they can be. And the more fluid the membranes can be, the more efficiently the retina can work. So the healthy retina has cells with a lot of DHA and very fluid membranes. And this is what allows for the most optimal vision and for and makes DHA so critical for the early development of the eye and for the maturation of vision following birth.
It's something that you want to make sure, at least mothers want to make sure they have plenty of. And I always tell young ladies, who come into the store and I see them looking at a prenatal formula, I really hope that they're doing this before they become pregnant.
Yeah, this is very, very important, and there are 100 reasons why everyone should be taking a DHA supplement along with their multivitamin. One of the things that's becoming clear is that nutrients, particularly the nutrients that occur naturally in the human body, so-called orthomolecules, also regulate gene actions. And I've been looking into folate metabolism recently. We're going to be coming out with a very exciting new fully activated folate product. Mm-hmm. And I found that there's a synergy between folate and DHA, and that DHA, zinc, folate, and some other nutrients all operate at the gene level and all can have an effect across the generations. And what I mean by that is that a grandmother who has been poorly nourished in omega-3s or folate or zinc may be conditioning her daughter to not be so well served by these nutrients, and that can also pass across the generations. So in other words, there are nutritional influences that become set in the genes and can be passed from generation to generation, and this is why it's so important to break that cycle for people who are conscious about their health to take adequate amounts of these nutrients to ensure that they will have optimal health and that their children will have optimal health. There's also a good likelihood, by the way, that the father can also contribute such insufficiencies. I don't want to say it's just the mother. But these insufficiencies of DHA and other nutrients can pass across the generations. And during the course of our life, we need DHA from the time we are conceived all the way to the very end of life.
Okay, we have about 40, 50 seconds till I have to take the next break. We should say that, people are beginning to wonder, where do I get this DHA product? And Doctors Best indeed did just come out with a product called Calamari DHA, which I assume to mean that the DHA comes from calamari.
Well, it comes from squid, which is a highly sustainable fishery. There's some 2.1 million tons of squid being caught each year, and this high purity DHA concentrate, 10-to-1 DHA to EPA, is made from the trimmings of the squid. So this is the material that would not be eaten. So the tentacles are taken for calamari,
okay,
and then
okay,
the rest of it goes into the product.
Sorry to cut you off. We have to go to the break. You're listening to The Wilner Window. We'll be back after these messages.
When you think of supplements that support joint health, what comes to mind? Glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Those three nutrients are known to support the synthesis and repair of joint tissue, reducing inflammation and pain and stimulating healing. Research supports this. Wouldn't it be great then if all three of these nutrients could be incorporated into one convenient nutritional supplement? Doctors Best did just that. Their product, glucosamine chondroitin MSM, contains all three in a convenient capsule form. Doctors Best glucosamine chondroitin MSM in both the 120 capsule and 240 capsule sizes is now on sale at Wilner Chemist's 40% off list price. Support joint health with Doctor's Best glucosamine chondroitin MSM and save money at the same time at Wilner Chemist's, of course.
WOR.
Would you be interested in a nutritional supplement clinically shown to increase mental clarity? Who wouldn't? Country Life has a new product called Sharp Thought that has been clinically shown to support memory, support faster recall, and to increase mental clarity. Country Life's Sharp Thought contains a special conjugated complex of phosphatidylserine and DHA. This is the form of phosphatidylserine found in the brain. Incorporating the DHA into the phosphatidylserine allows the body to immediately recognize the structure and incorporate it. In one study, immediate mental recall was increased 27%. Sharp Thought by Country Life. If you want to improve memory, improve recall time, and increase mental clarity, Sharp Thought from Country Life is the product for you. All Country Life products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Ask for Sharp Thought.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And good afternoon. This report sponsored by Baskin-Robbins. For a limited time, wear your team uniform to a participating area Baskin-Robbins and get a 3-ounce soft serve cone with sprinkles for only 99 cents plus applicable tax. Right now, 10 minutes inbound at the Lincoln Tunnel, 15 for the inbound Holland Tunnel, and 5 to 10 minutes now for the inbound side of the George Washington Bridge. An accident on the Belt Parkway eastbound at Cropsey Avenue. It's in the left lane, backed up to the Verrazano Bridge. And on the Verrazano, on the Brooklyn-bound lower deck, we have a problem with an accident in the left lane. There's a crash on the Grand Central eastbound near LaGuardia Airport. The left lane is closed and traffic backed up from the RFK Triborough Bridge. Meanwhile, as you travel on the New York State Thruway, southbound exit 14A to 12, a slow drive and accident cleared at exit 7A. In New Jersey, a crash in Rockaway, Route 80 westbound after Mount Hope Road, exit 35, 78 westbound at exit 57, flipped over tractor trailer blocking the entrance ramp. This is WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Paris Kidd. And I want to alert you to one of our 100-year anniversary sales now in effect at Wilner Chemist, because it really is extraordinary. We have CoQ10 supplements from Solgar, 100 milligram, 120, 200, 400 milligrams, on sale at 75% off list price. Also, we have selected supplements from 10 other companies as part of the 100-year anniversary celebration that are on sale at one half price. You can check Wilner.com, stop by the store for the full list. Okay, Dr. Kidd, before the break, we just were talking a little bit about the squid. And you were saying that the DHA is derived from squid, but it's the trimmings of the squid.
That's right. So we're not taking away from the bulk of the harvest that goes into making calamari.
yeah, because I would hate that. I would hate that, Dr. Kidd, you know, because calamari is one of my, I love that, you know.
Yeah. So the trimmings are then, you know, squid are actually pretty smart animals, and they're really good predators, and they're doing very, very well in all the oceans. So the 2.1 million tons is fully sustainable for the foreseeable future. And so to be able to get the trimmings and then to make them into an affordable, highly concentrated DHA is really, really a breakthrough, I think, in the whole ecological story of omega-3 fatty acids, because the planet is getting low on fish stocks at this point.
Yeah, it's now the reason the squids are so smart is because they have a high concentration of DHA.
Well, DHA is definitely linked with smartness. Now, one can still have a small brain and be smart. Einstein's brain was actually smaller than average, but he happened to have highly concentrated circuitry in certain key areas that were linked to his expertise. And that tends to happen for all of us. So, I had a brain scan done some years ago, and much of it was a mess, but there were parts that were particularly concentrated and were linked to what I'd been doing for all of my career.
Wow.
So the actual brain size doesn't matter so much as the concentration of circuitry. And we have upwards of 100 trillion synapses, and every single one of those synapses needs DHA. Now, in the brain, it's synergist. It's part of the PS molecule, mostly. In the retina, it's part of the PC molecule, mm-hmm. phospholipid mostly. So yeah. It varies from tissue to tissue, but we need DHA through all of our cells, every single one of our cells and all of our tissues.
Okay, Harris, I want all the listeners to understand how, and I'm looking for the word, I think revolutionary, new, radical. This is a very different concept than we've been working with for the last 10 years, because as I read the literature, people have been talking, if anything, more about EPA than DHA, although for the most part, the literature doesn't distinguish the two. They just say fish oil and seem to suggest that you need both EPA and DHA. What you're saying is that there's good data that says that DHA is most important. And I even saw one article that suggested that if you take too much EPA with the DHA, you crowd out the DHA, and the DHA can't do its job sufficiently.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up, Dr. Podell. Now, all of our cells and tissues, even breast milk, contain more DHA than EPA. The usual ratio is at least 5 times the DHA over the EPA, and as much as 10 times more DHA than EPA. Furthermore, what actually helped to finally convince me was to learn that the brain has no EPA, period. So it's hard to have a rationale for a nutrient doing something in an organ when there's none of it in the organ. Then I got deeper into the literature. I mean, I've been following it for decades, as I've told you, but when I was working on this DHA 500 from calamari product, I had to get in even deeper, and I realized that DHA does everything that EPA is claimed to do, and EPA does not do hardly anything that DHA does. DHA can be back converted, can be readily converted into EPA. EPA is converted into DHA only with great difficulty. Now, when you supplement with a high DHA product, you get a slight increase in the EPA content of your membranes. So your DHA goes up a lot, your EPA goes up a little. When you supplement with EPA, your DHA does not go up. Sometimes your DHA even goes down.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, first of all, let me give you listeners our phone number in the studio for the first time. 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call if you have any questions relating to EPA, DHA, DHA in the brain, anything related to fish oil. Give us a holler.
No, Arnie, before we start to take the calls, let me just run through what happens with adults and DHA, EPA status.
Mm-hmm.
Deficiency of DHA is linked to problems with cognition, that is memory, learning, attention, that kind of thing, as well as problems with behavior and mood. And people who have depression, people who are bipolar, people who have attempted suicide, people who tend towards violence, all those people are found to have deficiency of DHA in their cell membranes.
Do they also have deficiencies of EPA?
No, because EPA, there's so little that you don't even see a deficiency. And EPA status doesn't correlate with any of these problems, while DHA status does. So the Framingham study, for example, the large Framingham study, yeah, other studies, all the epidemiologic studies find that when they look at DHA status, there's a linkage and there's not a linkage with EPA. So a lot of the data, Dr. Podell, is being confounded because of the presence of EPA being mixed up. In other words, by taking total DHA and EPA intake rather than taking DHA or EPA intake separately, that tends to confound the data. But when you separate out the data and when you do studies using purified DHA or purified EPA, there you begin to see the difference. Now, in the cardiovascular system, DHA by itself will raise HDL cholesterol. It will improve the particle size profile of LDL and HDL, making them less atherogenic. It will improve blood pressure, and it will improve heart rate control. EPA by itself does not do that. Three clinical trials in Australia directly comparing DHA against EPA.
Okay, I like the, you know, you mentioned the Framingham study. You know, I like the part that about the subjects with the highest DHA levels. You know, well,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. When you, in any of those studies that you look at, when you compare, and Dr. Passwater did talk about this too, when you compare those in the highest stratum of DHA level versus those in the lowest stratum, you find that the people with the high DHA have much, much lower risk for Alzheimer's, much lower risk for other cognitive behavior and mood difficulties. And finally, in 2010, a large trial was done with 900 milligrams of DHA a day that found that people with early memory problems would improve on that dosage. They could gain back the what was considered to be the equivalent of almost 3 years of cognitive function.
And what's nice is that was a placebo control trial.
That's right. That's right. That was a well-designed trial. So DHA alone, one of the few nutrients that will break through to support memory, and there happens to be a clear functional and structural synergy between DHA and phosphatidylserine, PS, in the brain. And these are the two best nutrients that we know of so far for brain function.
Okay, we mentioned the product that you helped formulate with for Doctor's Best, the Calamari DHA, and that has about each capsule has about 500 milligrams of DHA and 50 milligrams of EPA.
Right, right. And I'm pretty clear at this point that the higher the DHA to EPA ratio, the better. So I'd like to see at least a 3-to-1 DHA to EPA. There's sufficient EPA in this squid product to maintain membrane, cell membrane levels around the body of EPA. Whether that's important or not, I think remains to be shown. But I think the important thing is to have a high level of DHA in our membranes. And there's a way to assay for that. The so-called omega-3 index is commercially available. You do a blood draw, and they look at the membranes of your red blood cells. And they will look at your DHA and EPA levels there. And when you get above a level of about 7 for your DHA, then your risks for all sorts of brain and cardiovascular problems go down. DHA, by the way, is also crucial for healthy inflammatory response. That is for having an inflammatory response that happens and comes to an end and is not prolonged over a period of time, because prolonged inflammation is linked to Alzheimer's and to all sorts of problems with the brain and the other organ systems. So DHA normally is used in the body, in all our cells, to help to terminate the healthy inflammatory response. And that's a huge, very active area of research right now.
Yeah, because I always believed that the EPA was the more predominant one where it came to inflammation, and I think that's the general belief out in the world.
Oh, that's about 15 years gone by now.
I'm 15 years behind the times. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't want to put it that way, but to my surprise, actually, I read that DHA products, docosanoids, protectins, myrcin, all sorts of resolvins.
Yeah.
These are all more potent than the EPA-derived products. And these products do everything that EPA can do except better.
All right.
So the old EPA story with the prostaglandins that we grew up with,
yeah,
is all gone now.
Okay. All right. You learn something new every day. And sometimes I learn two things. Okay. It's time for another short break. This is the Wilner Window you're listening to here on WOR in New York, WGKA in Atlanta. Our phone number, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. We'll be back in just a moment.
We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000-square-foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Solgar is a name long associated with quality nutritional supplements. In conjunction with Wilner's 100-year anniversary celebration, we are offering some great discounts on Solgar line. First, selected Solgar supplements including the popular Way to Go protein powder, Solgar's multivitamin products, amino acids, and men's health supplements are all on sale at 33% off. Way to Go high-quality protein that tastes great. And as we mentioned earlier, we still have four Solgar's Q10 supplements at an unbelievable 75% off list price. Really, the 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 milligram, and 400 milligram duo packs. This means you get two bottles for the price of one, and they're on sale at 50% off. That's the equivalent of 75% off on these four CoQ10 items. What a deal. Solgar quality at great discount prices from Wilner Chemists.
We might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here. Stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate control diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great. They're gluten-free and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia regular and the new flavored versions now available from Wilner Chemists. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle. You can pick the flavor at one-half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. 1-800-633-1106 or www.wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106 or wilner.com.
Outside my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Paris Kidd. And during the break, Dr. Podell and I were discussing a little bit about how you can get your levels of EPA, DHA in your blood measured.
Yeah, you cannot currently get it from the standard Quest and LabCorp, but you can get it from a variety of specialty labs. The one I use is Genova, which is probably one of the leading so-called alternative medicine-oriented labs. Paris, what other laboratories do you know that that can do this test?
I found some online, but I like the idea of using Genova.
Okay, so unless the doctor is alternatively oriented, he won't know what Genova is. But if you write it down, G-E-N-O-V-A, look online, and he can send it to Genova. All he has to do is request the kits. They're free, and they also the mailings are free. They give you an airborne label to send it out.
Do people need a prescription in New York State?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, New York is pretty bad as far as labs go. But there is... Dr. Kidd, what do you think of the red cell omega-3 index that you take one drop of blood and put it on that...
Yes. It actually does work in the hands of competent technicians. That's all they need to get it done.
But that's going to tell you EPA plus DHA.
Yeah, it doesn't differentiate. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, the ratio in red cells is something like 6 or more. So, basically, if your total index comes, you want to aim for a total, for an index of 8 or higher.
Yeah.
The Japanese get to 12. And, you know, they have perhaps the longest lifespan in the world. You want to aim for 8 or higher on your total index. And if you get a breakdown, if you have 7 DHA or higher, you're in really good shape.
Yeah, and then they also measure the ratio of the omega-3 to omega-6.
Right. And that may have some meaning, but let's just say for now that certain omega-6s are absolutely important.
Of course,
help.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We can't get everything done using just the omega-3s. There's actually more omega-6s in our membranes than omega-3s, but that's another kind of discussion.
All right.
It's also been recently suggested that people who play sports and who have risk for concussion would do well to supplement prophylactically with DHA, to take maybe 1,000 milligrams or more DHA per day, so that if they get hit, if they get a concussion or some other brain trauma, they have a better chance to bounce back from it. Mm-hmm. And to me, this makes total sense.
Okay. Makes sense to me, too. Let's talk to Elaine from Wayne, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Hello. I'd like to know if DHA could help in the reversal of cataracts.
Anything for cataracts, Dr. Kidd?
Well, what I do know, I don't have any trials on cataracts, nothing I've seen with DHA, but DHA has a very tight synergy with all the antioxidants. So you would want to see your physician and work out a comprehensive antioxidant program. And DHA tends to be regenerative in any tissue you look at. DHA tends to stimulate rebuilding of healthy tissue. So you can use it together with the antioxidants. My approach to DHA now is that everyone should be taking it the way they take their multivitamin.
Yeah, definitely. I agree 100%.
So for any condition, you can assume that it's going to be helpful.
Oh, the other question, you were on the last time, I believe you were on, we discussed krill oil, which has DHA in it, but and bound to a phospholipid, but much lower level of DHA. When would you use which one?
I would use krill oil for the clinical indications of krill oil, which are mood management, cholesterol management, and for joint health. We know that krill works for those applications. Now, the pure krill, we've done a product that doctors best called Real Krill. That's pure krill. You use it for that. Then, almost anticipating where things were going, I put out a product called Real Krill Enhanced with Doctor's Best, and that supplies 600 milligrams of krill, which is a very generous amount, and 500 plus milligrams of DHA. And the ratio is about 3-1 DHA to EPA. And I think that that Real Krill Enhanced product could be the product of choice for healthy cholesterol management, because it's, you know, you get a kind of synergy between the krill phospholipids and the DHA in the same product. So that would be what I would suggest for someone who is really having a problem with cholesterol. Or from the regulatory point of view, really would like to have a leg up to support their healthy cholesterol management.
Well said, well said. Okay, Elaine, you still there? No, Elaine left. Okay. All right. How about we talk to Karen from Midland Park, New Jersey?
Hi, I am so interested in your subject today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My son is 16, and he's an addict. He's been in residential rehab for about 6 months, and he's doing well and been clean the whole time. He's coming home soon, and I've been doing a lot of reading about healing the addicted brain so far as amino acids and things that could help. I'm wondering about the omega-3s, how it could help him and how much he should take.
Well, you know, along with a really, really good multivitamin mineral, which you should talk with Wilner about getting, I think he would do very well to take DHA. And also folate and antioxidants. Vitamin C has a long history of helping people to get off of addiction. And the DHA and folate and the other vitamins and minerals will help the brain to regenerate. The brain has a tremendous motivation to rebuild itself. So once your son has made up his mind that he wants to rebuild, he can do that.
Okay. Well, good luck, Karen, and thanks so much for the call. Okay, you hear that music. That means we're going to hear a little bit about what it means to be disappointed.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Dr. Paris Kidd. And Dr. Kidd will be joining us for our second hour. Those of you who are not familiar with the Wilner Window, this is a two-hour show. And we will be back at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and we will get to you as soon as we get back. For those of you who want to call and queue up, the phone number is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, we'll be back at about 5 minutes after 3.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.